This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that U.S. President Joe Biden will withdraw all troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. It's the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America that were coordinated from that country. The decision defies a May 1st deadline for full withdrawal under a peace agreement the Trump administration reached with the Taliban last year. Biden has been hinting for weeks that he was going to let the deadline lapse, and as the days went by, it became clear that an orderly withdrawal of the remaining 2,500 troops would be difficult and unlikely. A senior administration official says the drawdown will begin by May 1st. Britain has since said that it will be following suit. Russia is taking measures to respond to what it calls threatening military action by NATO, including combat readiness checks and troop exercises. The defense minister said that NATO was planning to deploy 40,000 troops and 15,000 military units of equipment close to Russian territory, a large unexplained buildup of Russian forces close to Ukraine, eastern border in Crimea, with Moscow annexed from Ukraine in 2014, escalated tensions in recent weeks. Russia said Tuesday that the United States was an adversary and told U.S. warships to stay well away from Crimea for their own good, calling their deployment in the Black Sea a provocation designed to test Russian nerves. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's chief nuclear agitator and negotiator Abbas Araghchi says that the country has begun 60% uranium enrichment. Now, this comes a day after Tehran accused the arch foe Israel of sabotaging a key nuclear site. Araghchi made his announcement shortly before the resumption of talks in Vienna aimed at reviving Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with major powers, an accord Israel fiercely opposed after former U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned it 3 years ago. Last week, Iran and the global powers held what they described as constructive talks to salvage the deal, which has unraveled as Iran breached its limits on sensitive uranium enrichment since Mr. Trump reimposed harsh sanctions on Tehran. Now that the U.S. has recommended pausing the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, it is urging people who have already gotten the shot not to panic. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the reports of blood clots associated with the vaccine are really rare. In this case, out of nearly 7 million doses administered in the U.S., the clots were found in 6 women.
Less than 1 in a million.
And found up to 2 weeks after they got the vaccine. If it's been longer than that since you got it, Fauci says you're fine. If you've received it more recently, don't get anxious, but do pay attention to symptoms.
Headache, you have shortness of breath, chest discomfort.
If those and things like abdominal pain or leg swelling show up, get medical treatment right away. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pope Francis asked a U.S. bishop to resign after a cover-up investigation, AP's Walter Ratliff.
A Roman Catholic diocese in Minnesota says Pope Francis asked his bishop to resign after he was investigated by the Vatican for allegedly interfering with past investigations into clergy sexual abuse. Francis accepted the resignation of Bishop Michael Heppner and named a temporary replacement to run the Crookston Diocese. Heppner is accused of stating that a priest was fit for ministry, despite allegedly knowing the priest had abused a 16-year-old boy in the early 1970s. Heppner is the first bishop known to be investigated by the Vatican under a 2019 law that outlines procedures for preliminary investigations against bishops accused of sex abuse or cover-ups. I'm Walter Ratliff.
There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my- voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you. And today it's going to be purely about Africa. The word Africa is going to come out. And every song contains that word, Africa. And so let's start off right now with Africa Tefarka, the sound of Ideal of Algeria, featuring Tikenja Fakoli of the Ivory Coast. And right after that, The African Child by JR from Sierra Leone and Africa Survivor by George Okudi of Uganda. But right now, Africa Tefarka, the sound of Ideal of Algeria and Tikenja Fakoli of Cote d'Ivoire.
Africa.
Love for everyone.
for all he's done for me. The gift and the curse, direction we're lost, without he where would I be? I'm lucky to be alive, all the pressures and the struggles make me realize. Life is a gift, must cherish it and live it upright. Sinfulness. Hands up if you don't say you're clean and you're fresh. Abide by thy words and manifest thyself. Hold on, be strong, that day will soon come. The rain will fade away and bring the shining of the sun. From the east I see the coming of his grace. Blessings flow into my sunburned face. I feel it elevating unto Zion. Meditation, I am African, Ceylonian. Hey, I'm praying for the poor. Babylon can't stop us. Which are blessed, no man curse.
You want to listen to the latest African music? Dance to the best African beat from across the African continent? Then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beat on the Voice of America. African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Bandy, Monday through Friday on The Voice of America.
Africa Survivor, the sound of Pastor George Okudi of Uganda. And right before that, African Child by JR of Sierra Leone and Africa Tefeka by Idir of Algeria and Tikenja Fakoli of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. I'll be right back with more African music.
Hi, this is Amanda Jeezy from Hits FM and Joy FM in Accra, Ghana. And I love listening to David Vandy on VOA because he doesn't only expose the African music, but he also entertains you with the African beat. David Vandy and VOA, thank you very much.
The Voice of America, VOA.
The African Beat, Mondays through Fridays. Africa Shute Balloon by John Loke of Gabon. And right after that, the African Queen original done by Two-Face Edibia of Nigeria. And African Raga by Benji Mateke of Cameroon. But right now, Africa Shute Balloon, the sound of John Loke of Gabon. This one was done specially for the World Cup hosted in Africa.
Yeah, yeah. just like the sun, light up the earth, you light up my life. The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. Hey, and just yesterday, you came around my way. You changed my whole scene way with your astonishing beauty. Oh, you couldn't make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty, yeah. Hey, yeah. Oh, you are my African queen. Oh, you stand as one, the outstanding one. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. Hey, no one cannot take your place. You cannot take your space. That is a fact I cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile, make me float like a boat upon the Nile. Girl, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing. And that is the African beauty. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh, you are my African queen, and I know, oh yes I know. You are my African queen, and I know. See, I know, see, I know what I am feeling in my heart and in my soul. Oh, I know that it's his love, and I know that this love was surely sent from up above. Cause you're the only one that I think of. You are my African queen, and I know that this means that you're the only one that I will serve. I'll give you my heart, my love, my body and my money. Every other thing you think of. Inama, who could think of anything better than you? Who could think of ever hurting you? Sacrifice my all, I'll give it all to you. You are my African queen, for real.
You are my African queen, the girl of my dream, the girl of my dream. You have never been.
Oh, na na,
I wanna send a message to all the children around the world. And this is special song to make you respect your mothers, respect your fathers, respect everybody that is here around your lot. You gotta praise him, give him thanks, because he needs to give you every day blessing. Listen to my message right now.
Don't ya monu lo asangwa o eh. Don't ya benu dipi nyangwa o abi ende na ebo manda kusinoni ka eh. Ebo manda kusinoni ka ebo na bana wolo senga eh.
Hey, me ayadie o maya pe muno kusindutue kama suma ponda de mabeni njomi e onde mabeni njomi wo bona bana wolo senga e me ayadie o maya pe muno kusindutue kama suma ponda de mabeni njomi onde mabeni njomi bona bana wolo senga e
African Raga, the sound of Benji Mateke of Cameroon, and before that, African Queen by Two-Face Adibia of Nigeria, and Africa Shute Balloon by John Loke of Gabon. The African beat on the Voice of America.
The African beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Hi, my name is Samuel Apiadako. I'm from Ghana, to be precise, Accra. I'm in love with African beat because it makes you rhythmically vibrational. Indeed, it brings out African music to its highest level. So make sure you listen to African beat with your man, David.
Hello, Africa. My name is Simon Ori from Abuja State, Nigeria. African beat is the best place to stay. I enjoy listening to it, and I won't stop listening to it. That's a decision you can make.
My name is Tanda Mlilo. I'm a Zimbabwean from Bulawayo Country Park. I enjoy the African beat, the music, especially the South African and the fish. Special David is on the program. Enjoy the program. Please keep it up. And give us good waves, especially in the evening. Yeah, please give us good waves.
I'm on the BC Wokolo, speaking in Iyangwa, Nigeria. I cherish the program. In fact, I don't miss the program. I cherish it. It's one of the Voice of America programs that I will never like to miss. The African beat. It's in fact one of the most interesting programs that the Voice of America is airing.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back. Now let's get some music. African Soul Reggae by Ahmed Sultan of Morocco, featuring Fofadi and Amajang of Senegal. And right after that, African Reggae Fever, done for us by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. And then African Woman, or the sound of Giri Giri Maji Maji of Kenya. But African Soul Reggae by Ahmed Sultan of Morocco, featuring Fofadi and Amajang of Senegal. Let's get it on.
Sisters, feel the sun from motherland. I feel proud to share with you one more time what we are, so let's go. Domo African Boro Moro Sudan, Bunu Digo Kendi Dumanabon, Ilama Femti Walu and Hesi Music, was my song with Fadi.
I know we know for a fina bara.
I'm a femme, tu vois, l'or, elle reste musique.
Attention, my people, all across the nation. Hope you have a It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. African Beat by Nimba Bo of Liberia. And we climax today with Salif Keita of Mali in Africa. But right now, African Beat, the sound of Nimba Bo of Liberia. Africa by Salif Keita of Mali, and African Beat by Nimba Burr of Liberia. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Until we meet again, I am David Van Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.